Good morning. It is great to be here with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. I bring you greetings from Bishop Taylor, Bishop Bruce, and all of our diocesan staff. We are here to serve you, so if we can ever do anything for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Our gospel today starts off strong. Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. The need to pray always and not lose heart. Does that resonate for you? Does that stir something in you? It does for me. Losing heart is a striking way of describing hopelessness. Our hearts are where our courage and our passion and our strength and our love begin. Our hearts are more than just feelings, especially in the biblical context. When Jesus is talking about heart, he means mind and soul. He means everything that gives us energy and motivation. It is more than feeling and emotion. It is more than thought and reason. It is what is essential to our humanity. It is the whole of who we are. So what causes us to lose heart? What are those things in our lives that deflate our joy and that create a kind of spiritual amnesia for the love of God, which is at the center of our lives? How about the next presidential election? No matter what side of the aisle you are on, everyone is starting to feel the strain of that. How about things closer to home, relationships with family members that are difficult, troubles at work, financial worries? And sometimes it's just the pain that we carry inside because we are human and we feel. Whatever it is for each of us that can cause us to lose heart, Jesus is teaching us in this parable how to combat it. And I mean literally combat it. So there are two characters in this story. There's the judge that does not fear God, nor does he respect people. We hear that twice in that short little gospel. That he doesn't fear God and he doesn't respect people. Do you know someone like that? Someone in your life who doesn't have a sense of something greater than themselves? That's the fear of God piece. And who doesn't respect people? To me, people like that feel like an impenetrable wall. No matter what I say or do, it doesn't make a difference. Nothing I say ever lands or gets taken in. It's as if their heart is closed and everything is entirely self-referential. So that's our judge. And the other character we have is this widow. The way our version of the Bible translates this passage, it sounds like the widow is annoying the judge. Like she's pestering him, she's an annoyance. But the original Greek is actually much more than that. It's almost as if she's boxing, coming at this impenetrable, unjust judge with her fists raised and pummeling him until he pays attention. The judge says that he will grant her justice so she doesn't wear him out by continually coming to him. But a better translation is something more like this. Because this widow causes trouble for me, I will give her justice so that she may not, in the end, give me a black eye. This gospel is much like our political cartoons, which take an unethical and impenetrable leader and poke fun. And that, in turn, gives power back to the people. It's hyperbolic and probably humorous and empowering, this gospel of ours today, for those disciples who heard it first and who knew injustice well, from their context of living in a Roman-occupied Israel. So what is the takeaway for us in this humorous, hyperbolic parable? What is it that Jesus wants us to know? First is that if this impenetrable judge will cave for the boxing widow, how much more will God, who is in a relationship of love with all of us, grant us the justice we seek? The message is, keep at it and it will happen. But even more importantly is the opening statement about our need to pray always and not to lose heart. Now, there are lots of ways to pray, and I'm certain Paula and Jude have taught you a lot about prayer. The thing that is important to understand about prayer is that it isn't transactional. This exchange between the boxing widow and the unjust judge is transactional. She approaches, demands justice, and he gives it to her, and then she goes away and leaves him alone. That's a transaction. Prayer isn't that way. Prayer is relational. It is tending our relationship with God, a relationship that we've had our whole lives, whether we know it or not. It is like being with someone you love, when just being together is enough. Or when you talk and exchange ideas, you feel known and understood. It is that feeling of safety you have when you can be 100% of yourself with someone else. Our relationship with God is intimate and personal. It is not a transaction where we ask God for something and do everything just right so that God will grant it. We may ask God for something and God may grant it, but that's not the point. The purpose of prayer is the relationship. It is the way our hearts are open to God and God to us, and how in that relationship we are transformed. We do have a need to pray always so that we may not lose heart, so that in tending our relationship with God, our faith will increase and our lives will be transformed prayer by prayer into lives full of God's love. Think for a moment about a relationship with someone you love and how much that relationship has changed you. Think about the good that it has brought you and how it has helped you see the world differently. It is the same with God. Prayer doesn't give us what we want. Through this relationship of love with God, prayer helps us to see the world differently, so that who we are in the world is more of who God is inside of us. More to the point, we pray not so God will do something for us, but so that we will have the courage and energy and passion and love, so that we will have the heart to do what God would have us do in the world. Pray constantly. It's a tall order. But it's as simple as remembering the truth of our faith. We are held in God's love in every moment of every day. Prayer can be as simple as taking a deep breath and remembering that truth. God, who loves you with all the love there is to be loved with, is with you in every moment of every day. Pray constantly by remembering this truth. Carry God with you in all you do, just as those you love are with you, even when you're not together. That's how we can pray constantly and not lose heart.